The following is a presentation of Podjockey.
I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Well, apparently it can. For all our friends on Podjockey, I'm Brent Seltzer, still at large. The idea that being happy has nothing to do with being rich has been a big part of the lexicon of literature and movie lore over the years.
Well, you know, darling, money doesn't buy happiness. Okay, I could be wrong.
Sifting through the data of some 140 countries, researchers at the prestigious Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania finally figured out that more money seems to do it every time. Love is nice, but according to study co-author Justin Wolfers, the happiness effect isn't relative, it's based on a person's absolute income. Absolutely.
I've got my dreams, and I've got my health, and I've got your love.
Any cash?
No.
Then it's 2 out of 3.
Those who live in a wealthy nation are more likely to have better prospects, live longer, and enjoy things more because they don't have to suffer through those low-class problems like finding
food!
And let's not forget...
shelter!
Years ago, studies on the topics of money and happiness suggested we only cared how much money our neighbors had. So if you were keeping up with the Joneses, or better yet, better off than the Joneses, you were happier. Unless, of course, you are the Joneses.
Mom, Dad, our neighbors just got a new car. What are we gonna get?
New neighbors.
The study found that around the world, people living in a country with real economic growth tended to be happier, except here in the U.S. Why? Because over the past 30 years, all the income growth has been going to the very rich.
And we couldn't be happier.
For all our friends on Podjockey, I'm Brent Seltzer, still at large. Who says money can't buy happiness?
Poor people.
Brent at stillatlarge.com.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Podjockey. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved.